What's that?
Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Alexis Baum, otherwise known as AB of AB Sees You, the show that sees people for who they are, wherever they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. This evening, AB sees another wonderful artist. AB sees who?
Sparks.
Sparks, just Sparks, right?
Just Sparks.
Just Sparks.
Like Madonna.
Like Madonna. That's great. Exactly. And actually, you're looking pretty Madonna-like, I should say.
A little bit, you know, with a corset, yes.
Tell us what, I mean, can you describe what you're wearing? And this is good for radio. It's okay. You're wearing something totally appropriate, but it is outlandishly wonderful. So,
well, thank you so much. So I'm a burner. So last year for Love Burn, our theme camp, Evergarden, we did a nature and technology merge together. And so we all bought lab coats. And so I upcycled a lab coat. And so I just put embellishments on it. I sewed fake flowers onto it. My blender happened to break last year, which is perfect because I tore it apart and took all the little circuit boards out of there.
You're wearing a circuit board right
now. I am. My earrings and my little pens, little pendants on here. And then a friend of mine did 3D printed also like little greebles, you know, and I just put moss and little technology bits onto it. And I sewed like little embellishments around the edges. And yeah, like lots of leaves and flowers and wings, of course.
And even a tattoo I can see here.
Yes, I like tattoos and yeah.
Any kind of art, wearable art is what I understand.
Yes, so wearable art.
We've been at Bohemian Night here at the Kenwood Gables, and you were presented as a wearable artist. Is that the right term?
Yes, absolutely, wearable artist. And so I do a lot of fascinators as well. So the fascinator I have in my hat is a combination of flowers and feathers and, again, technology bits in there. And so, yeah, it's super fun. I love it.
I have to say, I'm also Australian. You maybe know that. And so fascinators are very much a thing, like for Melbourne Cup.
Okay.
You must wear a perfect fascinator for the horse races. And that was the first time I ever, to be honest, have ever heard of what a fascinator is. I did not know. And now you're just using it like it's just a term that I should know. Fascinators, headpieces.
Yes. Well, actually, I think it was maybe in the 1920s, 1930s when it really became popular. Very fancy headdresses. And so that's the term I use for it.
If I ever go back to Australia for the Melbourne Cup, will you make my fascinator?
Absolutely. Let's talk, girl.
Like,
let's talk.
Oh, my God. I have a fascinator in my neighborhood, a fascinator maker.
Yes.
Who has that? Okay.
Let's do it.
And how did you get started doing all this great, luxurious kind of...
Well,
creative.
Actually, I started out as a fire performer. So I was a fire dancer. I did poi and fire hula hoop and fire whip and fire fans and a fire bowl. And I did belly dancing, a stilt walker, flag dancer. Like, I did all the things. And back then, there was no YouTube or Amazon. So I had to figure out my costumes myself. And so I just would upcycle. Back in the day. This is 25 years ago, people. So yes, I am that old. And so I would just buy outfits, you know, in the thrift store. And then I would cut them and change them and glue fabric onto them and sew. And, you know, I'm not a seamstress by any means, but I do basic sewing. And from there, I started doing costumes for my performances. And then I stopped performing about 10 years ago. And then I just slowly kind of started bringing my art back just as costumes for fun, for Love Burn events, you know, Burning Man events, and for my dancing. So I got back into partner dancing. So
okay.
I do like swing dancing and bachata and salsa. And,
wow.
Yeah, and that kind of stuff. And so I kind of just started doing my fascinators again for that. And then I got back into Burning Man events and started making costumes again. And then I was just in the Dunedin Wearable Art Show back in August.
Yay.
for their pre-show. I did one outfit, which I wore this evening. It was made out of palm fronds. And so there was all these palm fronds that fell from the tree next to my apartment complex. And I thought, oh, this is like a really cool organic, you know, piece of material. I want to do something with it. And then hence my outfit came to be. And so I made a collar out of a hat, actually. I took a hat and I just cut it. And then I put Velcro on it. And then I glued the palm fronds to it, and I made a skirt with it to match, and rings, and earrings, and arm cuff. So, yeah, that was super
fun. And I hear it's quite spiky.
A little bit. It's a little dangerous. I'm not going to lie. It's a little dangerous.
It's
put your eyes out.
It seconds as an armor, self-defense in the street.
Absolutely. Personal space, people. Personal space.
I love this. And do you have any other place we might see your work coming up or not yet?
I was just approached by Liz from Florida Craft Art, and I might be doing their 75th anniversary parade or something.
Oh,
I don't know yet.
Gosh.
Maybe that should be a hush-hush.
Maybe if Liz hears this on Radio St. Pete, something will happen. Put the magic magic out there.
Maybe.
Spread the sparkle dust that you've got all over you right now. Yes. You're very sparkly.
And Love Burn next year. It's called Island of the Broken Toys.
Okay.
So I'm going to do something with stuffed animals. We'll see. I don't know. I'm already putting hair things together and yeah.
Stuffed animals. Yes. Oh, that will leave them. We'll leave the listeners wondering.
Well, and actually, I might do a Where's Waldo headpiece as well.
Oh, I love
that. For those old school people that know what
Where's Waldo. Yes. Okay. Yeah. For those of us that were pre-Amazon and YouTube.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you. Oh, no. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say you can find Where's Waldo in my hair.
Okay, that is true.
Yes.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll look for you back then. I'll look for you and Waldo next year.
Okay.
And thank you for talking to me on Radio St. Pete.